Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building what I like to call a dubwise percussion layer shape for old-school rave pressure inside Ableton Live 12. Now, if that sounds fancy, don't worry, the idea is actually simple. Instead of just stacking more percussion on top of your drum beat, we're going to make the percussion breathe around the beat. We want it to feel alive, a little hypnotic, and really locked in with that jungle and dark rollers energy. And this is a perfect beginner automation lesson, because you do not need advanced sound design to get this vibe. A simple shaker, a hat loop, a rim click, or a conga can become a proper DNB percussion system once you start shaping volume, filter movement, panning, and sends in a musical way. So the big idea here is not more drums. The big idea is motion, space, and attitude. Let's start building. First, get your drum foundation in place. You want a solid kick and snare pattern underneath everything else. In a classic DNB setup, that means a kick on beat 1 and a snare on beats 2 and 4, or your usual drum and bass backbeat. If you're working with a breakbeat, even better. Just make sure it's clean, trimmed, and the transients are clear. This part matters because the kick and snare are your anchor. They are the grid. The percussion layers are what move around that grid and create the pressure. Now add a few simple percussion layers underneath. You could use a shaker or closed hat loop, a rim or woodblock, a conga or bongo, and if you want, a chopped break top layer. Don't overcomplicate it yet. The beginner mistake is trying to automate a messy pattern. We want a clean loop first. If it grooves dry, it will groove with effects. So build a basic pattern. For the shaker, try a 16th note feel, but mute a few hits so it doesn't sound robotic. For the rim, put in some syncopated hits, maybe on the offbeats or around the snare. For the conga, use just one or two hits per bar as little answers to the snare. If you're using MIDI, great. Play them from drum rack. If you're using audio loops, that works too. You can slice them to MIDI later if you want more control. But for now, keep the notes short and the pattern simple. Now let's shape the sound with Ableton's stock devices. On your hat or shaker layer, use a Q8 and high pass it somewhere around 200 to 400 HC so you clear out the low junk. If the layer feels thin, a little drum bus can help. Keep it subtle. We're talking light drive, not destruction. And an auto filter is really useful here too, because that gives you movement later. On your rim or conga layer, use a Q8 to cut any muddy area around 200 to 500 HC if needed. A very light saturator can add a bit of edge. And if a layer feels too wide or loose, utility can help bring it back under control. A good beginner mindset here is to keep the percussion mostly dry in the main groove. In dubwised DNB, the space needs to feel intentional. If everything is swimming in reverb all the time, the groove gets blurry. Now group your percussion tracks together. Select them and hit Command or Control G. This is going to make your life way easier. Inside that group, think of the layers like this. One constant pulse layer, like the shaker or hat. One detail layer, like the rim or click. And one event layer, like a conga or break tick that only really stands out at phrase ends. That's a really useful way to think about it. Not just layers of sound, but layers of attention. Now add a few stock devices on the group bus. Start with a Q8, then drum bus, then auto filter, then utility. That gives you one control system for the whole percussion section. A few starting points. Keep drum bus drive around 5 to 10%. Leave boom off or very low. Push transients a little if you need more crack. Set auto filter resonance low to moderate, and keep utility width mostly reasonable, maybe 80 to 100%. This is your percussion bus. This is what we're going to automate first. And that's a good beginner rule. Automate the group bus before you automate individual tracks. It keeps things simple and musical. If the whole percussion section needs to open up or close down, do it at the bus level. Only dive into individual tracks when you want one specific part to poke through. Now we get to the fun part. Filter automation. This is really the heart of dubwise percussion shape. The idea is that the top end opens and closes over time, almost like the percussion is breathing. So in arrangement view, set up a 4-bar or 8-bar loop. Then draw automation on the auto filter cutoff on your percussion group. Here's a simple move. Start slightly closed in the first bar, open it gradually by bar 3 or 4, then close it again at the phrase end. A good beginner range might be closed around 2 to 5 kHz and open around 8 to 14 kHz. That change alone can make the loop feel like it's evolving, even if the notes never change, and that's really important in TNB, because the bass line is usually already doing a lot of work in the low end. The percussion has to create motion without stepping on the sub. You can also use the filter resonance a little at phrase ends if you want more of that rave edge. Don't overdo it, just a touch can make the groove feel sharper and more alive. Now let's add volume automation, because this is another huge part of the feel. A lot of beginners think automation is only for filters or effects, but volume changes are basically ghost note energy. Tiny level changes can make a loop feel way more human. Pick one layer, maybe the rim or shaker, and automate a few hits louder or quieter. Lower some hits by 2 to 6 dB so they feel like ghost notes. Push a couple of accents up by 1 to 3 dB at phrase edges. For example, keep the shaker quieter in bar 1, lift the last two hits in bar 2, then make the final accent in bar 4 a little louder, so it leads into the next section. Keep it subtle. In TNB, tiny moves often feel bigger than huge ones. Now let's talk about synths, because this is where the dubby old-school personality starts to show up. Set up two return tracks, one for reverb and one for delay. For the reverb, keep it fairly controlled. A decay somewhere around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds is a good starting point. Use a low cut if needed so it doesn't clutter the groove. For the delay, use something synced like 1/8 or 1/4, with feedback around 15% to 30%. Darken the delay a bit so it sits behind the beat rather than screaming on top of it. Now automate the send amounts on the percussion group. This is where you get those little throws. Maybe a rim hit gets a delay throw at the end of every four bars. Maybe a conga gets a tiny reverb splash before a drop. Keep most of the loop dry, and only throw certain hits into space. That's a classic dubwise trick, not constant wetness. Just short moments of echo and depth, bass between the hits. You can get even more movement by putting an auto filter after the delay or reverb return. That way the echoes themselves can darken or open over time. It's a great way to make your throws feel alive instead of repetitive. Now, let's tighten up the stereo image. This is important, because drum and bass needs a strong center. The kick and bass should stay solid, and the percussion should dance around them without weakening the middle. Use utility on your percussion layers carefully. Keep important mid-percussion more centered. Widen only the higher, airy layers if needed. A shaker might sit nicely a bit wider, maybe 110 to 130%. A rim or click often works better closer to the center. Congas are usually best mostly centered unless they're just decorative. And always check mono if you can. If your groove disappears or starts feeling weak in mono, reduce the widening. That's a good reality check. Now let's think about arrangement. A lot of beginners make one loop and let it run forever unchanged. But TNB and jungle are phrase-based. You want the section to feel like it's breathing over 4-bar or 8-bar chunks. So here's a simple arrangement idea. Bars 1 to 4, filtered and restrained. Bars 5 to 8, brighter and more open. Bars 9 to 12, add rim accents and a little delay throw. Bars 13 to 16, open it fully, then close it down before the next section. That gives you reveal, lift, and impact. And if you want a bigger old-school feel, try creating a brief mute or dip before the next phrase instead of adding another fill. Sometimes subtraction hits harder than addition. That's a really good coaching point here. If the percussion feels flat, don't immediately add more notes. First check the automation curve. A slow ramp into a sudden dip can feel way more musical than a straight line. So let's recap the key moves you've just learned. Start with a clean kick and snare foundation. Add 2 to 4 percussion layers, but keep them simple. Shape them with EQ, filter, light saturation, and utility. Group them so you can automate the whole bus. Use auto filter cutoff to create breathing motion. Use volume automation for ghost note style groove. Use delay and reverb sends for dubby throws. Keep the stereo image controlled so the center stays heavy. And make at least one change every 4 or 8 bars. Here's a really useful rule to remember. If a percussion layer is important to the groove, keep its automation small but frequent. If it's decorative, make the automation bolder but less often. That alone can help you make decisions faster. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't stack too many percussion layers at once. Don't automate everything at the same time. Don't let bright hats fight the snare. Don't drown the groove in reverb. And don't forget to create phrase changes. If you want to push this further for darker or heavier DNB, try a tiny bit of saturation on the percussion bus, just enough to add density. Or resample the percussion group once it feels right. Recording it to audio and chopping the best phrase can give you a more finished, rave-ready texture. Also, remember that very often a slightly darker top end sounds bigger than a super bright one. In dark dubwise and rollers, controlled high end is a strength. Before we finish, here's a quick practice challenge. Build a 4-bar percussion loop in Ableton Live 12 with kick, snare, shaker, and one rim or conga. Make the groove first. Add your percussion with no effects. Group it. Put EQ8, auto filter, and utility on the group. Draw filter automation across 4 bars so it starts closed, opens up, then dips at the end. Add one small volume move on a rim or shaker accent. Set up a delay return and send one hit into it at the end of the phrase. Then loop it and mute one layer to see if the groove still works. If it still feels strong with one layer removed, you're probably doing it right. Because that's the real goal here, not just more percussion, but percussion that feels like it's breathing, pushing, and holding that old-school rave pressure all on its own. That's the Dubwise shape. That's the movement. And that's how you start making your DNB percussion feel alive in Ableton Live 12.